And next up on the teleconference is Nebraska's Amy Williams, who was the Big Ten Coach of the Year in 2017-18. The Cornhuskers are coming off a 14-game improvement in the win column last season, going 21-11 and reaching the NCAA tournament while tying for third in the Big Ten race. Nebraska has its top five scorers back this season, including preseason All-Big Ten guard Hannah Whitish. Coach, thanks for joining us. If you could open up some opening comments, then we'll open the call for questions from the media.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Good morning. Happy to be here. And just, you know, after 2 years in this incredible conference, I've just, you know, our coaching staff has gained just even more respect for the league as a whole, the caliber of talent. It's just crazy how you can watch the talented players like Tyra Buss and Caitlin Flaherty and Kelsey Mitchell and some of the Carly Wagners, the tremendous players that have graduated out of the league, but you're still looking thinking, oh my gosh, there's a whole bunch more coming back and just, you know, just an incredible conference, and we're excited to be a part of it and honored to be a part of the Big Ten Conference, excited for another season.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
Your first question is from the line of Christy Winterscott with the Big Ten Network.
Hey, Amy, welcome back to the new season.
Hey, Christy.
With the philosophy of your team this year headed into the season, wanting to be a better defensive team, so in turn you could be a better rebounding team, you said that was an issue in the NCAA tournament last year. How have you seen that progress in the couple of weeks that you've had your hands on your team? And you also said that you needed your freshman class to really make an impact early, and what's the progress on that as well?
Yeah, well, first, we feel like we've been able to put that as such a point of emphasis really all off season, and by adding a couple of players, you know, in our new freshman class that we feel like are capable of kind of being very good rebounders and going out of their area a little bit, that has helped. And today's not necessarily the best day to ask, as we had a scrimmage against our scout team and we didn't do a very good job of rebounding just the other day, but we really do feel like overall we've been progressing in that area. It's been something where we've just locked in about positioning and hoping that that can help us to really make some huge strides in that area.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Question is from the line of Vera Jones with the Big Ten Network.
Coach, how are you?
Hi, Vera. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Your team, well, really when you look at this conference and you start thinking about all of the great players over the past couple of years, a bunch of perimeter players spill out. But you've got a uniqueness in Kate Kane in the middle with her size and her ability to score that she showed as a freshman. How much emphasis are you placing on the fact that you have that as a possible asset to your team? What are you doing differently with Kate this year?
Well, I think, you know, Kate has really worked very hard to try to improve with her strength and conditioning, and I think that those two areas have been the main focus for Kate, and because of that, she's playing with a lot more confidence right now, and I think, you know, she showed us some things as a freshman that we maybe weren't expecting right away, and we've been able to really build on those things and you know, I think just, you know, work on just a little deeper positioning, and just, you know, she's got a nice soft touch, but she's just been working on, you know, some areas that she can really improve, just extending her range, becoming a better free throw shooter, which has been a huge focus for her in the off season. And if she can continue on with the progress she's been making, I really feel like she can continue to really thrive for us in our system.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Michelle Volpool with ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach. We were just talking to Lindsay Whalen a little earlier, obviously somebody who's getting a chance to coach at her alma mater, and you're doing the same thing at Nebraska. I wonder if you could maybe just sort of put into words that has to be sort of a special thing. I know you've coached many other places and had success there, but having that chance to do it where you played, what that means to you.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle. Yes, it's really kind of hard to put into words, you know, the pride that you feel. And I can remember as an athlete here at Nebraska, there was nothing that brought me greater pride than being able to put that Husker jersey on and just represent everything that Nebraska stands for. And now to be back and leading that program, and when you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into a program for 4 years as an athlete, and you understand the pride and what it means, it's just an incredible honor to be back. I think it just motivates you as a coach to just, you know, watch that extra clip of film and you know, put in a little extra effort and just, you know, really, you know, help your players understand the same pride that you felt as an athlete. And I think that when they've seen that you've been in those very shoes, it's just something that's pretty special opportunity to be able to mentor. And so it's something that I don't take lightly, and I think is an incredible opportunity, and I'm so blessed to be here at Nebraska.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We have time for one final question from the media.
And your final question is from the line of Robbie Greenspan with Women's Hoops World.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Robbie.
Obviously, a 14-game improvement doesn't seem to be possible again this year, but what would give you the same pride in this team as that improvement did last year?
You know, I think it's you look at, you know, the non-conference schedule that we've put together this year and our conference schedule and moving from 16 to 18 conference games, and there's just a lot of factors that go into that. So for us, it's really not trying to, you know, focus. We talk a lot about the, you know, the telescope goals and the microscope goals and the fact that, you know, there are some telescope goals. That's a lot of what people want to talk about. But what we're just trying to do with this team is just keep it on the microscope, focus in on what we can get better at today. What kind of goals did we accomplish today? Did we become a better rebounding team today at practice? And that's what we're trying to stay focused on. If I can continue to say yes to that after every day, then I think that we're gonna be satisfied with where we're at in the end.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robbie.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Best of luck this season.
Thanks, Scott.